If you're anything like me, then I bet this was a journey you went on with your podcast. You one day decided, this is it, the time feels right to do this thing. You did your Googling or you asked a friend, someone who's got a podcast, what equipment, what software do I need? You agonized over your podcast name because it kind of feels like we're naming a baby, right? You recorded your episode, or at least some of it. Maybe you decided you didn't like it. You scrapped it, recorded another one. You created your banging intro and outro, edited it all together, got it published, figured out how to get it on the platforms. You launched it and you were like, celebrating good times, come on. Okay, wow, I apologize for my really, really bad singing there. It felt pretty good, right? It felt pretty good. It's pretty easy to launch a podcast, right? And then reality started sinking in. Because perhaps you started to realize that those download numbers don't just magically increase on their own. You can be putting out amazing content, amazing episodes, sharing this wealth of knowledge, but it doesn't mean people will be able to find it in the first place. Just because it's easy to launch, it doesn't make it easy to grow, to actually get the word out there about what it is that you do, to actually create credibility. If you know how this feels like, if this sounds at all like you, then you are in the right place. Because in this episode, I'm going to be sharing a framework that I use literally day in, day out to grow whatever it is I'm looking to grow, honestly, like my podcast, my business. This thing is foolproof. It is only four steps. This framework, this strategy, it is all you will need. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not being dramatic when I say that. Hang with me. Okay. Once you know what it is, you will see that it is exactly what has been missing from you growing a podcast. My name is Deidre Shen. I am the CEO and co-founder of Capture, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you. Fancy seeing you here? Seeing? I guess I'm not seeing you, but great to have you on here. I am Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capture, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. I am so excited to be unveiling to you in this episode my foolproof strategy to getting traffic so you can grow your audience, your list, and ultimately your business. That's what we are here to do. And this strategy, it is what I call the traffic pyramid. And by the way, this strategy came about from my decade in entrepreneurship. For those of you who don't know too much about my story, I started a business in hospitality almost 10 years ago. It's a dessert bar in Sydney, which, by the way, is still running today. And I remember back then, back in 2013, when we started this business, how absolutely naive we were. I'm slightly ashamed to admit that I had no idea that you had to actually grow, you know, like you had to actually market and promote a business. I know, it's insane. So you can imagine that we were struggling. We were struggling for months and months to the point that I actually started feeling claustrophobic every time I had to work and be in the store. And I remember this particular moment. It was maybe 6 months into having opened. My husband and I, we were out on a very rare dinner date. It was a Friday night and we only had two people working in the store because we weren't busy at all at the time. We were at my favorite sushi restaurant and then we get this call from one of our team members. And he just says, you guys have to get in here. I don't have time to explain, but we need help. And before we can ask him what's going on, he hangs up. So we run to the car, we jump in and I'm freaking out because I have no idea what the heck is going on. And so I go to drop my husband off at the front of the store while I go and find parking. And I still remember seeing what was in front of my eyes. The place, our store, our little store in Burwood in Sydney, it was packed. We had a line. We had groups moving tables around so that they could all fit in. It was incredibly chaotic. And in that moment, it felt like we had become an immediate overnight success. Now, as you know, there is no such thing. There was a lot of work that we put into creating that success, which is what I'm going to be taking you through very, very soon. So we grew that brand to 5 locations. We started a burger restaurant alongside it, which we grew to 2 locations. And we did all of that, by the way, without running any ads. It's insane to think about right now, but at the time, we did not run any ads to grow these multi-million dollar businesses. We did it honestly just off social media and leveraging other people's audiences. But that was almost 10 years ago, okay, when we were able to ride the growth explosion of Instagram and when influencer marketing was becoming an actual thing. So that was 10 years ago, right? So today, the strategy, the concept, the thinking behind it, it's still sound, but the tactics and how we engage on all these different social media platforms has fundamentally changed, which is why when I was growing my coaching business and importantly my podcast in 2020, I couldn't rely on just those two tiers. I couldn't rely on just social media and leveraging other people's audiences, not to grow this at the speed that I wanted to. And we all want to grow as quickly as possible, right? So that was when I started reading, learning, getting coaching, and then implementing a bunch of other things that led to the rest of the traffic pyramid. And because of this whole strategy, this traffic pyramid, I was able to grow my podcast and make over $228,000 in just my first year podcasting for my coaching business. You are here listening to this because of us implementing this strategy. So this works, right? The traffic pyramid works. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick ad break. And when we come back, I'm going to take you through the 4 steps to the traffic pyramid and how you can use it to grow your audience and ultimately your business. There are some things that technology just can't do for you. Things like thinking through strategies like the traffic pyramid to grow your podcast. And then there are things that technology should be used for to save you time and scale your business. Things like maybe the weekly ongoing promotion of your podcast.
At least the copy part of it.
At least the copy part of it, exactly. This is a great segue because this is where Capsho, the world's first AI-powered copywriter, comes in. Capsho is going to create editable podcast episode titles, descriptions, show notes, promotional emails, and even social media captions for you using the audio file of the episode so that all you have to do is review it, edit it, download it, and you're ready to go. So sign up now at www.capsho.com and unlock your free trial that will create a full set of podcast promotional content for you for one episode. So head on over to www.capsho.com and unlock your free trial today.
Okay, so let me take you through the traffic pyramid. And this is a strategy that I use literally every day. In fact, my marketing team is structured according to this framework. It's structured around the 4 tiers or 4 steps of this framework. And they implement this day in and day out to promote and grow both my podcast and Capsho, my actual business, right? Okay, so there are 4 tiers to the traffic pyramid. So the first is passive organic marketing. The second is active organic marketing. The third is leveraging other people's audiences. And the fourth is paid ads. And I want to be clear. So really how you should be thinking about it is it's a pyramid. And as I went through those tiers, you scale up that pyramid. And so it is a little bit of a sequential strategy, right? Where you start at the bottom and you work your way up. So let's start at the bottom with passive organic marketing. This is where you are creating your organic content. And it can be any organic content. Okay, so obviously for us podcasters, a big part of it is our podcast content. We also have our social media content, our blog posts or show notes, our evergreen emails, right? Any type of content that we are creating organically sits in this tier. Now, there are 2 types of content that we need to be creating. The first is what I call trust accelerators. The purpose of trust accelerators are to create trust. You know more than anyone that as an expert, your audience needs to come to know, like, and trust you before they are going to invest in you, your program, your service, right? And a big part of creating that trust is, 1, the amount of time that they spend with you, and 2, what they perceive you can provide them. Now, If you've listened to this podcast from the very first episode, you would know that I am a big subscriber to the 7-hour rule that Daniel Priestley talks about in his book, Oversubscribe, that someone needs to spend at least 7 hours with you to become a client and a raving fan. And a podcast is one of the best ways that you can compel your audience to clock those 7 hours with you. So we're already well on our way to create that trust with our audience because, again, everyone listening to this has a podcast. Now, in terms of what our audience perceives we can provide them or help them with, that's going to come down to your experiences and the things that you have learned. That is, are you someone who actually walked the walk, failed, picked yourself back up, and learned all the things along the way that can help fast track your audience's own learning in this space? That's what they're thinking, right? And the only way that you're going to be able to communicate that to them is through your stories, through storytelling. Storytelling is the simplest and most efficient way to accelerate trust. And that will come as no surprise to you. As podcasters, we know the value of storytelling to accelerate the trust that our audience forms with us. But if you want more info on how to do this for your podcast, then I would encourage you to listen to episode 9 of this podcast on up-leveling your episode to hook your listener in, because I go through storytelling in that episode. Okay, so that's the first type of content. Now, the other type of content that we need to be creating in our passive organic marketing are content honey traps. I think we mentioned this in every single episode of this podcast. But content honey traps are essentially the promotional pieces of content that you are using to get your audience to your content trust accelerators, to your podcast episode, right? Content honey traps is a system designed to compel your dreamiest audience and your buyers to follow you through your front end funnel, from your social media to your podcast and then to your email list, to your conversion event, sales call. Right now, I have created 8 mental models around content honey traps. Models like the cliffhanger, the paradox, the jaw dropper, the marvel, the sharer, the big reveal, the rebel, and the boxer. We go into detail on each of these mental models across the first 2 episodes of this podcast. But, the best thing is that you don't need to even know what these are and how to use them. And you know why? Because these content honey trap models, all 8 of them, are built into Capture. Yes, that is Capture's superpower. It was designed to help you create episode titles, descriptions, social media posts, promotional emails that create that curiosity in your audience so that they have to go listen to your podcast episode. And it used the 8 content honey trap mental models I've mentioned to do that. Create a whole host of these organic pieces of content from just an upload of your podcast or episode audio file. It's pretty cool, right? So by using Capture, your content honey traps are also done. Right, so that's your passive organic marketing made up of your content trust accelerators, which you're already doing by creating your podcast, and your content honey traps, which if you just get Capture to do it, they're done for you, right? So that's the first tier, your passive organic marketing. But we're not done yet, okay? The reason I call this content passive is because a lot of times what we do is we put all this effort into creating this amazing content. We release it into the world and then we sit back. We sit back and we wait for our audience to stumble upon us and find us. It's insane. That is not what we should be doing. No, we are going to make this passive content active. Have it actually work for us. Sound good? We're all on board? Okay, so this is when we then get into the second tier of the traffic pyramid. What I call active organic marketing. Okay, so how do we do this? Well, it kind of depends on the platform that you're actually creating content for. Okay, so there are 2 types of platforms. One is search-based, the other is explore-based. So search-based platforms are the ones where a user has an intent, right? They're going onto these platforms to actually find something. Think Google, YouTube, Pinterest. They're going on those platforms and they're searching for something specific, which is why SEO, you know, search engine optimization, so optimizing our content for search, is so important to capitalize on these platforms. The other type of platforms, so explore-based platforms, are the ones where a user goes on to discover new things. They're just scrolling with no real intent in mind. And these platforms, you want to think Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn. What we want to be doing on these platforms is two things. The first is to find a way to stop the scroll and stop the scroll so that people actually watch, read, engage with our content. And funnily enough, I just want to digress a little bit here, but people's email inboxes, they have become a form of an explore-based platform. Because yes, while they may have opted in to be on your email list, they've done the same with likely hundreds of other businesses, service providers, other people out there as well. Which means that even with emails, we have to become masters at stopping the scroll, at getting people to open our email. So that's the first, right? As we want to stop the scroll. The second thing we want to be doing on these explore-based platforms is to use it for what it was actually designed for. And that is to be social. The only way we're going to be able to increase our visibility on the amazing content that we've created in that first tier in passive organic marketing, the only way that we can actually get it active working for us on these explore-based platforms is to actually engage and participate with people in conversations rather than just using it to push out content. And if you want to learn how to do that, then head over to episode 3 of this podcast where I go over how to actually do what I call visibility growth hacking. Okay, so that first tier, passive organic marketing, second tier, active organic marketing, and then that leads us to the third tier of the traffic pyramid, which is leveraging other people's audiences. One of the things I love about podcasting and being in this podcasting community is how open everyone is to collaborations, networking, helping each other out. And that is exactly what this tier of the traffic pyramid is all about. How do you find collaborations with other people who have the same audience as you, the same audience that you want to be building? That's what we want to be doing more of in this tier. And I will in later episodes go into how to do specific things around that. But some examples is obviously you can swap interviews on each other's podcasts. You can hold a virtual summit. You can run a contest. There are a whole host of ways that you can actually collaborate with other people so that you are leveraging their audience. And as much as possible, you want it to be a win-win, right? That's for everyone involved. So that is the third tier. And then the fourth tier, so the last tier, the very top of the pyramid is scaling through paid ads. Once we have content that is working and we're getting a good amount of traction, we can put fuel on that fire by scaling it with paid ads. And these can be Facebook, Google, YouTube, podcast players, sponsoring other shows. There are a whole host of ways that we can start scaling our shows and our businesses with paid ads. That is what this tier is all about. And so what we do is we put out our passive organic marketing, we do active organic marketing, and we see what content actually works. What are people actually engaging with? What are they listening to? What do they want more of? That is the content that we actually scale with paid ads. That's our whole strategy. And that's why this is kind of sequential. You can start to see why this traffic pyramid is the way that it is. So it's pretty simple, right? Like seriously. If you can tattoo these four tiers, these four steps into your brain so that every day you're ensuring you're doing something in at least two of these tiers every day, then there is no way that your podcast cannot grow. So to summarize, there are four tiers to the traffic pyramids. Passive organic marketing, where we are creating our content. Active organic marketing, where we are doing everything we can to ensure that our content is visible to the right people. Leveraging other people's audiences, where we collaborate in a way to get visibility to other people's audiences. And finally, scaling with paid ads. I'll be leaving the link in the show notes for a cheat sheet on the traffic pyramid so that if you wanted to, you could get it tattooed, maybe, I don't know, maybe somewhere you can see it, maybe on your arm. I think I might do that. I might get a tattoo of the traffic pyramid on my arm. Now, so go and grab that. Go head over to the show notes, grab that cheat sheet so that you have it on you. And if you want to really, really deep dive into these tiers in detail, I have something super cool to share with you. And that is that my book, Honey Trap Marketing, is available for sale on Amazon. Yes, this is the first time, I think one of the first times that anyone's hearing about it. I have just released this book called Honey Trap Marketing that goes into the traffic pyramid. It goes into the types of content, into trust accelerators, into content honey traps, all of that in a lot of detail. In this book, I go through every single tier in detail with stories and ideas on what it is that you can do. And that's not all. That's not all. Okay. You don't just get the book. Because when you get it, when you get the book, go head over to Amazon, you can find it. We'll leave the link in the show notes as well. You will be able to get a free podcast implementers ebook where we take you through the specific examples of how we've implemented all of this to grow our own podcast, which means that you can just lift and shift, really. So all you have to do to get access to that is email me with your purchase confirmation. All right, so go get the book over at Amazon, email me, hi@capture.com, and we will send the bonus ebook over to you. How cool is that? Totally epic. You guys spent months writing this thing, and I'm so, so excited that it's finally out. Okay, so head over to the show notes for this episode where I will leave the link to the book. Get it and then email hi@capture.com with your purchase confirmation to get the free podcast implementers ebook. Thank you so much for listening. So, so appreciate you. And I'll see you on the next episode.